Driving through farm country, you often hear about the price of wheat or potatoes, but you don't always think about the price of passing on the farm. Reporter Courtney Flatt visited with one family in Pasco that's working through these issues now.
Ron and Rilla Ryman have called this farm on the banks of the Snake River their home for 43 years. Here at TNR Farms, the couple grows potatoes, wheat, and corn, along with apples.
I think it's one of the prettiest areas around. I can look at my window and see the snow on the Blue Mountains, or else I can look at a crop growing.
Bottom end of the farm is all orchard, and when I can't hack it anymore, I have no cell phone service or anything. I drive right into the middle of the orchard. It's quiet. Kind of sit there for a while and regroup. And it overlooks the river, and I like that.
This is land they've toiled for decades, where they've made a living and a life. It's land they love. But now, at 71 and 73 years old, it's time to look at passing on the farm, taking a step back from the work that gets Ron up before dawn and causes him to miss most social events.
Can't tell you how many times, "I'm sorry, I'm working on this circle, I can't go." Happens a lot, and a woman better be independent and able to go take care of things, because they will never be the priority, ever. The farm is always the priority.
When people don't talk about their plans for the future, it can put a real strain on families and their businesses. Dave Specht is a farm and small business consultant. In his recent book, The Farm Whisperer, Specht advises families how to make some of the decisions about passing farms on to the next generation. He guides families through questions like, who will own the farm? Who will take care of the business? Specht says not enough farm families are making plans for the future.
I like to say that surprises are only cool on your birthday and anniversaries, not at funerals or when someone becomes disabled. And ultimately, that's what I'm trying to do with the book, is to help families to eliminate the greatest number of surprises in the future. And it gives the family to be family and the operation the clarity to be able to manage going forward.
It's hard to think about moving on from the life you've always known. But the Rymans say it's important to discuss it while they can still make plans. It's something they say more family businesses need to do.
We see older farms out here so split up because there has been no estate planning.
With that comes tough decisions about money and mortality.
And let me tell you, it is not easy. It is pretty gut-wrenching.
The Rymans first dealt with estate questions after one of Rella's siblings got a divorce. They called attorneys and accountants and bankers and came to a tough decision.
The people that are involved in the farming are the only ones that can own the land. Spouses and other heirs are purchased, are bought out. They get their share, but they cannot be an integral part of the business. And it sounds kind of hard-nosed, but it has to be that way.
Then her mother died in a car accident. All those discussions came in handy. It meant the farm kept running and wasn't split up. Farm consultant Dave Specht says that's why people need to make plans sooner rather than later.
Most want to know, what does the future of the farm look like? Is it going to be viable for another generation? But so many are afraid of the conflict that will arise if these conversations aren't approached carefully and thoughtfully, that the easiest thing for them to do is just to avoid it and put it off.
The Rymans are in the process of passing off their farm to their son, Reed. It was delayed last spring when he got in a motorcycle accident. Ron says that accident rocked them to their core.
That really, really jolted both of us, because we just assumed we're going to die before he does. Then when this happened, it definitely changes your whole way of thinking.
Reed is recovering now. He expects to take the helm next year. The Rymans say they're confident in their plan for passing on the farm. And Ron says they aren't worried about what comes next.
I always have kind of liked challenges. When things are going too good, sometimes I get a little nervous. I like a little bit of controversy. But I look forward to stepping back again.
Now, Ron's looking forward to coming into work at 9, and then watching the farm flourish under his son's leadership. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Pasco.